On the phone right now with Dave Wanless, the lead vocalist for Svengali. They're going to be at Mottie's Friday, July 12th. Mottie's.ca for ticket info. By the way, Shark, Rising Surge winner, also going to be a part of the night as well. Dave Wanless joins us on the phone. We want to talk to you about your new track that you guys have coming out in just a moment here. But first, got to ask, when you come to the East Coast, do you find there's a difference between, let's say, Halifax audiences and Toronto audiences?
I find that I do. I find that in Toronto and in major cities, they're very privileged. I mean, you know, you can go any day of the week and see a top act, and at one point, it was like they get a little numb, if you will. But nobody knows how to party like you guys out there. So everybody looks forward to coming that way.
You're not wrong about that. Now, you guys have been touring for a couple of decades now. I'm really curious to know, how have crowds changed over the last couple of decades?
You know, it was back when we started, it was like always a party, and everybody was having a great time. I mean, there was like pre-parties before shows, and then I think once the grunge movement moved in, crowds seemed to get a little more bitter. Bitter is the right word. I think it was like, it was just such a downer time for, you know, I don't know. The music was great, don't get me wrong. But now when I go to shows with my son and my daughter, like we go see like everybody from Drake to, you know, Post Malone. We see everybody. We were at Mickey a few weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
And we go, I take them a Nickelback. We go everywhere. Like, we see everybody. And they're, like, right into it now. And that generation, this new generation, they're bringing the party back, let me tell you.
On the phone right now with Dave Wanless. He's the lead vocals for Svengali. They're going to be in town July 12th and 13th. Tickets available at Mottie's.ca. You're talking about touring back in the day. And we know that you've played in front of other groups like Meatloaf and Def Leppard. Do you have any crazy backstage stories of all the touring you've done over the years?
There is a lot. And there's a lot that I can't tell you on the radio. But what I can tell you is we on the Def Leppard tour, and we came that way, I believe, in 93. And it was us, Def Leppard, Ugly Kid Joe, Meatloaf, Tom Cochran. And it was like a Canada Day festival thing that we did across the country. And the funny thing is when once you get going on the tour, you start hanging out with all the guys, you start playing jokes and having fun with each other. And us and Ugly Kid Joe used to like throw stink bombs in each other's tour buses before the before shows or while they were sleeping. And we just used to have a lot of fun, just you know, banging around with the guys and just being guys. You know,
tell us about the new track, Coming Home.
So Coming Home was great. Andy sent me the riff for Coming Home, and I was just listening to it and getting a vision for it, and I just started just jamming around some melodies. But at the same time, I was watching The Da Vinci Code. So if you listen to the lyrics, you can see some references to that movie. And basically that's where it came from. The Knights Templar coming home, you know, save the day and stuff like that. And it was just like it was something to bounce some lyrics off of. I've never had that experience before where I was actually watching something and kind of related it to something. That's kind of my first time. A lot of our stuff is personal experience and life experience, but this one was a little different in that way. And then it turned into what it is, and it's a pretty heavy track. We like it.
Oh, well, we can't wait to hear it. You guys, July 12th and 13th, going to be rocking Mottie's. We can't thank you enough for taking some time out of your day to chat with us, and we're so excited to see you back on the East Coast.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it, too. And I was asking if anybody knows, like, we're there. We're coming in on Wednesday, and we're leaving Sunday, so we have a lot of time to kill. So if you guys know any good places to eat or to hang out, feel free to let us know, because we're going to be looking for something to do.
Oh, you got to hit up Mic Mac Tavern for their Mic Mac brunch. You can't beat it.
Okay, man. You guys take care now. Ciao.